In an era of precarious city finances, union management battles have become all too common. The cost of firefighting and rescue service has been an issue from Western Coventry to the capital city, but in Providence, the latest impasse has rippled from City Hall to the state Supreme Court and back. This dispute began when Alorza surprised the union by making wholesale changes in work hours without warning and without negotiations. All this despite the fact that the union has a contract that runs until June of 2017. Alorza claims the work changes will save money and were needed immediately because of the red ink threatening the city's solvency. The firefighters assert the mayor is making them scapegoats for the city's financial mismanagement. Much of this isn't new. Employee costs, especially health care and pensions, have become crucial drivers of the capital city's budget woes. Two recent reports, one from the state auditor, the other from Moody's Investor Service, makes this clear. The pitch battle between the union and the mayor has landed in court. So far, the union's been winning the legal wrangling, and the issue is now pending before the Rhode Island Supreme Court. It never should have come to this. Paul Doughty, the president of the Firefighters Union, says that while union management relations were never easy, the current level of bitterness is something new. Former Mayor Angel Taveras, Doughty said, treated the union with respect and transparency. But Alorza and his public safety commissioner have sought to, quote, demonize the firefighters and make them poster children for overspending. When labor disputes like this become personal, neither side wins. The rampant jump in firefighter sick time surely isn't going to endear them to the people who pay the bills, Providence's hard-pressed property taxpayers. Doughty says morale is so bad among firefighters that many don't really care what the public thinks. The greedy public employee trope has been played out over and again in recent Rhode Island political history. From the State House to town halls across the Ocean State, bloated budgets have been blamed on state and city workers, especially their benefits and pensions. But on this dispute, it's difficult to discern the mayor's thinking. He seems to be asking the High Court to do what he and the City Council have not been able to accomplish, negotiate a reasonable settlement with the union. Perhaps it's time to take a page from the Taveras playbook. Early in his mayoral administration, Taveras made a big mistake, which he later acknowledged, by becoming ensnarled in a rough joust with the teachers' union. Yet after he settled with the teachers, Taveras and the council were able to come to terms with other city unions and actually win some concessions that arguably saved the city from bankruptcy. How did this happen? Well, one important aspect was that Taveras forged a consensus among city council members. So far, that has not happened with Alorza. Maybe it's time for Alorza to look elsewhere for the $5 million or so he wants to save from changing the firefighters' hours. With city government living paycheck to paycheck, there must be some other belt-tightening options. Why not explore closing a fire station or two, particularly on the east side? Why hasn't the city instituted an employee hiring freeze if a deficit looms? Is it time to rescind the $1.2 million tax break given to landlords in the mayor's last budget? Nothing will happen in the firefighters versus Alorza matchup until the Supreme Court sorts this out. It's always foolhardy to predict what a court will decide. But the mayor and the council need to quickly come up with a strategy for keeping the city solvent by spreading the pain beyond the firefighters' union.